Big social media companies list the rules for real, false, and premature claims of electoral victory. I'm David Brancaccio. Social media companies, including Twitter, have just announced steps to make it clear when a candidate has won the election or has not. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Nancy, how will, for instance, Twitter be approaching this tonight?
Well, Twitter says it will label tweets that falsely claim victory for any candidate. It'll also remove tweets that encourage violence or call on people to interfere with election results. Twitter now requires anyone declaring victory to have proof. They can cite announcements from election officials or use projections from national news outlets that have what Twitter calls dedicated independent news desks. And Twitter lists the Associated Press among those outlets.
And the AP is a key source we'll be turning to here. So how does AP decide when somebody wins?
Well, the AP says it'll look at the number of votes counted, also data on political trends. It's created a new system that analyzes early voting and mail-in ballots. But the AP also says it may just declare some races too close to call. And David, Facebook says if a candidate or party declares victory prematurely, it will add more information to the labels on their posts and continue showing the latest results from its own voting information center.
And among reasons why the AP, Facebook, and Twitter are being so careful to spell out these rules?
There have been reports that President Trump has said privately he's going to declare victory tonight if early returns show him ahead, even if the final results aren't in.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Stock index futures on the morning of this election day are up briskly for the U.S. The Dow future up 411 points, 1.5%. The NASDAQ future up, but not by as much, about 0.5%. With more, here's Victoria Craig, Marketplace BBC in London.
European stocks are following Asian markets today solidly into positive territory. Key stock indexes in London, Paris, and Frankfurt are up in the 1.7 to 2% range. Russ Mould, investment director at the firm AJ Bell, says international investors aren't just waiting to see who wins the White House.
And that's assuming that we do get a clear-cut result, which I think is market's preferred scenario. But they're also looking at who wins the House of Representatives and who wins the Senate.
But clear-cut winners and losers is only one scenario. Many investors are also preparing for more uncertainty. A measure of expected volatility in stocks over the next month has risen to almost double its long-run average.
Thank you. More than 1,300 companies are giving employees paid time off to vote today. This means shorter hours at some places like Best Buy and White Castle Hamburgers. J. Crew is among the chains that are closed for Election Day. In this highly polarized election conducted during a pandemic, rates of voting are expected to run higher this time around, but there's still so many millions who will not vote. As part of our Business of Voting series, we turn to Andrea Haley, CEO of Vote.org, a nonpartisan outfit that works to get more people into the habit of voting. Ms. Haley, welcome.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So you'd like to live, in a world, but in a country at least, where we had the day off. Maybe we even got paid to have the day off on Election Day?
Absolutely. I mean, Election Day should be a holiday. And until we have a government that is really excited to make it so, I think it's on corporate leaders and companies who also have a stake in there being a healthy and thriving democracy to go ahead and give paid day off for Election Day and for election participation. Having that paid day off would be crucial to allowing people to participate and allowing workers to participate.
But, you know, Andrea, I mean, it would not be free for the companies if they added a whole other holiday to the year. I mean, it's not trivial.
That's true. There is a cost to adding, you know, Election Day as a holiday. This year at Vote.org, we've had over 900 companies participate in our Election Day Off, paid day off program. And for those companies, they really are, you know, deciding that they have a stake in building out their communities and in building out a healthy and thriving democracy in their communities. And so it isn't free for them. There's definitely a cost, especially when you're talking about service industry and retail. But there's also a cost to not having a healthy democracy.
Now, in our most recent Marketplace Edison research poll, we asked people many things about their economic anxiety and so forth. We did ask about voting intentions, and people 18 to 24 and people 25 to 34, for instance, 60% or more of them said they would definitely vote. But look at this, 18 to 24, more than 7% said definitely not. 25 to 34 years old, 7.6%, definitely not going to vote. And I suppose some of this is what we've been talking about, the fact that they got to work or something.
Yes, part of it is that. But the other, you know, issue is that people have been disincentivized from participation. A lot of people feel like their voice, especially in the younger generation, doesn't count. And what we also forget is that both Republicans and Democrats reach out to what they call the most likely voters to ask for their vote. And that means somebody who already has a voting history. And in this country, we don't have a great way of on-ramping people into democracy. So you turn 18 and no one's necessarily going to sit down with you and tell you how to register and take you through the process. So, I mean, I'm for automatic registration of people once they turn 18. And I think that we have to rethink civic education in this country and think about how we ask people to participate in their democracy.
Andre Haley, CEO of Vote.org. It's a nonprofit that focuses on increasing voter turnout and engagement. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
In our family, our three adult offspring needed no reminders on voting, but they had to endure parental pestering anyway. Did your ballot come? Filled out? Ballot in? Did you get confirmation it was received? Sorry, kids, just channeling our own nerves. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.